This man is a menace. He's always drinking, starting fights.
These holes in my brain make me so
family over, that was about it.
Well, really, what do you guys have?
BJ's Pizza from Montebello.
I'm surprised I've never had BJ's.
It's pretty good. You said some, like you said, Montebello. You gotta get the thin crust, that's where it's at.
That stuffed crust?
No, thin. They don't have stuffed crust. It's a mom and pop place.
Oh, so they're Chicago style. Chicago.
Yeah, it's thin, and then there's a normal thick one. But a thick one, sometimes they overcook it, and it'll, like, sometimes they'll make a pizza, like, hard. But if you get the thin crust, and if they overcook it, then it comes off, like, pretty fire.
So it's Chicago style. Chicago. Wait, is that Chicago's New York style? New York's, it's
thin crust. No, I would say Chicago's thicker. New York is thinner.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. What toppings?
Just mostly pepperoni, and then one with sausage, because you know.
You don't put both of them, or is this just one?
No. This one pizza had both, and the other one was just two pepperonis. But dude, me and my family, Loki, almost cleaned out all three boxes.
I knew it.
We almost did. We left half a box.
I fucking knew it.
What?
You will finish the pizzas by yourselves.
three extra larges? And we only left half a box, dude.
It's not a meme, guys. Andrew finishes all boxes by himself.
Oh,
not
fuck
meme.
No. That I did that when I was a kid, and I was able to do it then. Now, I want to be, well, depending. Like I said, it was an extra large pizza. If it was a smaller medium, probably. I've done that before. One time I got a medium pizza and I didn't eat like nothing all day. Yeah, I ate a medium pizza and dude, I cleaned that shit by myself.
I knew it. It's not a meme. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not a goof. It's all real.
Speaking of real, yes. Okay, so what actually happened to Gypsy Crusader? I haven't seen nothing but memes of him, and apparently he went to prison for 30 years.
Alrighty.
Apparently, I've been hearing. Apparently, I heard it was a guns charge. That's what they got him on.
Alrighty, let's rewind the clock back to the year
2017. The only reason why I said 2019 because that's when he started doing the Joker face paint, right?
Yes. Yeah. Let's go back to 2017.
Yep.
Back then, he was a freelancer journalist.
Really?
Yes. And he was covering, you know, when Trump won the election and people were just being angry.
Oh, I know. I got to talk about that, too, in a bit.
And he was covering, you know, the protests and counter-protests. And one night in New York, when he went to cover a rally with Gavin Guinness, the guy who created the Proud Boys, as a joke. And the rally was canceled due to Antifa threatening the venue.
Well, of course, dude, it's Antifa.
While the rally goers were going out and go to the parking and go somewhere else, yeah. Antifa decided to, you know, accost Gypsy, because at the time he was a journalist. And he was with other independent journalists. And guess what happened?
What happened?
One of these Antifa guys thought to be, you know, tough guys and decided to attack, his lady friend. He tried to step in and he got jumped. Badly. He was beaten up badly. After that event, he went to the, you know, he did the, you know, the news circuit, you know, talk about his experience about him being attacked, but that night broke him. He saw the failures of both, democracy and in the American society.
Right.
He slowly filled with rage, hatred, despise. He had his, well, ironically, his Joker moment. Besides, he could have, you know, did what, you know, what most people would decide, you know, this is it. Decide to, you know, shoot up a place or blow up something. He decided to do his character, Gypsy Crusader. Where he goes to Amigo and calls everybody the game of words.
Yes, I know. I seen one, and this white dude got all pissed off. He's like, "No, I'm not." It's not. And he actually like confronted me. He's like, oh yeah, Chief. Here's a history lesson. Why do you think all these racists came over here? He's like, oh, because they. He's like, no, they did not come over here naturally. He says, your ancestors, your fucking European ancestors, brought them here on slave ships. So technically, who was the master? And when he told him that, the other dude hung up. I was like, and everybody in the comments, like, and I was reading some of the comments, I was like, you know what? He's not wrong. He wasn't wrong.
Yeah. And it gets to the point that there's some points of, in his show, he has, like, you know, those moments of, you know, self-realizing that he doesn't want to be like this, but, you know, the world, the country, the stupidity of the American voter made it to be this monster. And he said he's not going to be the first or the last person to have the same beliefs and the same attitudes. He decided to use all this negativity for a positive outlook, his show.
Yeah, I think it was only like on a specific website he would like live stream it, because from what I heard, apparently, he got banned on Twitch.
He was banned on Twitch, banned on YouTube.
Yep.
And he had a channel in Big Shoot. That's where he, we did like, you know, like a full video.
Yeah.
Okay, but he mostly does this stuff in Omigo. Yeah. He introduced a different character. The Riddler, full Nazbol, character of himself.
Yeah, but you know, he was more famous for doing the Joker makeup
and throughout his show, his, you know, full videos, he explained he used to be an amateur boxer, you know. And he feels miserable with this character. He doesn't want to be like this.
And I noticed that apparently on every video, like when some person was getting him mad, I noticed he would always ask, "Well, how's your relationship with your mother? How's your relationship with your father?" And like apparently people felt threatened by that.
No, because he thinks the people are trying to, you know, act tough on the internet, they have nothing good in life. So meaning like, oh, you have a shitty relationship with your own mother and father. That's what you're trying to find. Positive reinforcement in other places, such as white knighting on the internet, joining political causes, joining the wrong side of the crowd.
Yeah.
And now we're going back to this year, where Gypsy was caught. And until we discovered that Gypsy had drug charges.
Really? It was drugs?
Selling drugs. And he had a gun where he didn't have a license.
Yeah, that's where most of the people, like, on commenting, like, oh yeah, that's how, you know, like, I was just hearing multiple charges, and I heard that apparently he had a gun and it wasn't registered, and, you know, that's what they mostly got him on. Because they thought, you know, because of his nationality, like, oh shit, you know, like, oh shit, another Columbine, you know, another Columbine person. so that's why apparently they put him away for, I think, 30 years?
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years, no parole. Not even with good behavior, just flat out he has to do the 30 years.
Yeah, he was trying to sell hard drugs because due to his, you know, character.
Yeah.
And pretty much it destroyed his professional career as a journalist. No news, company, you know, both professional, semi-pro, even, you know, internet stuff, they wouldn't touch him. You know, he burned, you know, so many bridges, and he was literally like a very, you know, like, you know, those apartments, but they're not apartment houses. They're like a little block garage, like, instead of an apartment kind of housing. That's where he was living at.
So he was living in where, in the Black Nates, or?
No, when you go to, like, the neighborhood, you see, like, those houses that's pretty much like an apartment complex, but, yeah, like, individual houses, but extremely small. Yeah, that's where he was living at. And that's where he lived, and, you know. And he did, before he got arrested, he did some interviews on YouTube, on some YouTube channels. They wanted to speak to the man who's famous doing his, you know, saying the Game Awards as the Joker. Yeah, he was very, you know, reasonable. You know, he talked about why he did, why he does things, why he says, you know, the stuff he says, and why he believes the things he believes. All that stuff. And I believe when he's done with the 30 years, it's gonna be far worse.
Yeah, I can think about it. He's what?
I think in his 30s.
Well, he's gonna be a 6-year-old man. He's probably gonna be going... He'll probably be cuckoo cocoa puffs.
He's gonna have the tattoos. He's gonna, you know... He's gonna be the opposite effect from American History X.
Yeah, probably.
You know, he's gonna be more extremely racist. And that's the tragic tale of Gypsy Crusader. And the thing is, I find this story kind of interesting because he's not gonna be the first or the last kind of man that, the same kind of person that fought that hard. He found a positive way to use his negativity for, you know, entertainment. What happens if someone else has the same problem? The same circumstance that happened to Gypsy to them. And you know what was gonna happen. I think everybody knows what's gonna happen if that person, man or woman, decides, you know, this is how it's gonna end. Exactly.
Either he's gonna go guns a-blazing, or two, he's gonna decide for himself.
That's the thing. Hey, you were saying before we gave the class a history lesson about Gypsy Crusader? About something else.
Oh, about, oh, you mean, the president?
Your Grandpa Joe?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, now, okay, apparently from what I've seen on Fox News.
Yeah.
You know, that apparently, you know, the Democrats are still blaming Trump for COVID, even though now they're barely finding out. Oh my God, it was actually made in Wuhan, Trump. You know, pretty much the Democrats are now feeling stupid because of the fact that the whole Wuhan shit, that it wasn't Trump's fault.
It was like people were, the fucking videos that was happening in fucking Wuhan. It's completely organic. Fucking bastards.
And also, inflation is happening even worse now.
How worse?
I actually seen it on a meme page that when Joe Biden was asked about inflation, he turned around and walked out. Apparently, he turned around and walked out when somebody asked him, oh, what's going on with inflation? Now, let me see if I can find it. Tina Carano. I need new conspiracy theories. All the old ones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, no, that's, I'm reading the post you just posted. That's why I was like, you know.
No, the thing is that it's fucking hilarious that fucking going rewinding the clocks like a year, 2 years, and like two and a half. I was fucking watching fucking video clips that's happening in China, in Wuhan, no less. People fucking, you know, convulsing, people dying like on the streets and all that shit, right? The real shit, not this pussy. No, like literally, people were just dropping like flies, you know? It got so bad that people were barricading people, human beings inside their houses. You know, with literally putting barbed wire, literally having guys with guns making sure you stay in your fucking little apartment building. You know, people literally putting up checkpoints, kids and grandpas armed with fucking spears and fucking guns.
But that's the thing. My grandparents were like, "Oh, well, how did he get over here?" Because apparently, this is what apparently my old man, my dad was saying. Apparently, people were mining, and apparently the bats did have it. But this is what he told me. I believe him on this one. That there's so much, aka some guano. Everybody who's seen Ace Ventura knows what guano means, aka bat poo. You know. There's so much guano that when they picked it up, they didn't have the proper equipment. They had gloves, but at the same time, it got all over their body. And since those were miners, and they were already, how miners, coal miners and all, they get dirty, that's how they wind up getting sick. And the people and the nurses and all that who were taking care of those guys, those are the ones who were getting sick because they were traveling all over the place. So, AKA, one of them was, I guess was visiting family over here. And that's how, and pretty much through traveling, that's how we got it over here.
Oh, Andrew, I get you one better.
All right, go.
That year, it was the Chinese New Year, the year of the rat. And the Chinese New Year is the biggest holiday in China. A lot of people who were from the States will travel all the way to China to celebrate the New Year's at home, at the homeland. And we know that China is a dirty, dirty, dirty fucking country with no fucking set standards. People that will eat bats, eat dogs, eat cats, eat fucking fucking Lovecraftian sea monsters deep from the deep ocean. We'll eat chicken blood and all that stuff. And there's the open fish market, the open air market, where the guy you're trying to sell a pig cut the pig right there in front of you. And next to it is the famous Wuhan lab.
Really? Right next to?
Yeah, like a good 5 miles. Right there. And it gets fucking horrendously bad. And it gets to the point that, people fucking die. People are like, oh, why is such an animal get sick? Oh, I wonder why. Look at the fucking, where the fucking laboratory is at?
Yep, right next to the what? You said the butcher shop?
The open air market where people could get chicken blood fresh from the source, where people can get fresh dog meat.
Yep.
It's not a joke.
No, I believe you.
No, the people that listen to us, it's not a joke. The whole idea that Chinese people are bug people that anything, it's not a joke. It's 100% real. And let's say Chinese people, they don't have the sense of, they have the life expectancy of a creature that jumps off of cliffs?
I know what you're talking about. Disney did a documentary, the...
Lemmings, there you go, there you go. They're like lemmings. Yeah. The average Chinese person has the expectancy of lemming. And due to everyone coming over to China, and China's very, very backwards on health. People asking how backwards China is. In China, they believe spitting helps the body to get better. They literally spit like llamas. Because they believe that, the bad humors in the body is bad, so the only way to spit it out is by spitting. So people are asking, how do you do this? Well, people are fucking spitting. What do you expect? And people are living literally on closets with sheet paper walls. Of course people are gonna get sick, and that's what happened. And it even gets a little bit better, Andrew. Why they're saying, oh, now, why did Trump say the virus is from Wuhan? That's the best way you probably ask me right now.
Okay.
Because Dr. Fauci is like,
you mean flip flop Fauci as other people are calling? What the?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Because Fauci.
Hold on. Some fool fucking set me up in a GTA.
No, because it's been discovered that Fauci was getting money from China and working in the Wuhan lab. Yeah, that was an actual thing. People doing research and so, hey, the reason why he did say this virus from Wuhan because he was getting money from the Chinese government. So pretty much to not get blamed, so he's saying, oh, it's not they didn't launch it purposely, but it's just the standards were very loose. It gets fucking bizarre that the fucking the cocksuckers, if you watch Deadwood,
I don't watch Deadwood, so I wouldn't know.
The cocksuckers from CNN is like, why didn't Trump tell us that the virus is from Wuhan?
He did. He told you China, but no, none of y'all fucking believed it, except for Eric and the other supporters. Fauci, now, Trump, you're wrong. But Fauci knew all along.
Yes.
Austin.
And also the whole mask thing. You know why he said, oh, we don't need a mask when first cases hit the states? Because he was securing masks for doctors and first and people working in the government.
Oh, I know. That's what a few of my coworkers were discussing. Were discussing not that long ago. He said that. Is it weird? I said, is it weird? What is it weird that all the foreigners, all the Orientals, and
because the Chinese government weren't paying people from here to go to Home Depot, the Costco's, the Walmart's, the Lowe's to buy all the
medical supplies
for the cheap. You know why?
So they could take it over there.
Yes, because in China it was fucking, it was almost apocalyptic.
Yeah, I know. That's what Fear McCoy was like. Did you notice that a lot of these foreigners, like when the virus first hit, I was like, yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that when the virus first hit, we didn't get any foreigners whatsoever. And normally at my job in retail, foreigners are literally the biggest cash cow because they buy a lot of shit, especially clothes. Oh, you motherfucking cops and shit. You pressed into me on purpose.
They don't have those triple X t-shirts.
No, they're like, no, you know what they get? They get like Spider-Man and all these,
Spider-Mans? Señor Spider-Mans?
Do you have any more Ghostbuster? Go, huh? Do you have any Ghostbuster? I'm like, Ghostbuster? I'm like, oh, Ghostbuster shirt. Oh, like, they would actually point to me, like, the little post of the t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, sir. I don't work that area. Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm like, okay.
Very customary Mandarin.
Yeah, I guess some of them like that, too. And they're literally like...
Kung Fu Panda looking bastard. I don't know what Ghostbuster was at.
No, like, he was asking me if I had it, if there was more of the t-shirts. I guess they ran out of the size. So, yeah, that's why I was like, Ghostbusters what? Like, the movie? The video game? Like, I was trying to figure it out. And then, when he pointed at the t-shirt poster, I was like, oh, the t-shirt. Because apparently, like, they made some neon-looking designs with the logo, and it looks like, 80s vibe, I guess. And that's why he was asking me if I had any more, and I was like, no. I don't know where this fucking area is. Come on, Christine, come on! Shit, there we go back down.
Yes.
No, I made a card that looked almost identical to,
this thing?
Yeah, but it doesn't want to go uphill.
And Stand By Me and the TV the miniseries It are part of my favorite of Stephen King's movie shows, TV shows. You know?
Yeah.
I actually love Christine. But the one I it's my guilty pleasure is the one with the killer cars. The fucking the Green Goblin.
Yes, truck. I know. Maximum Overdrive.
Yes. The power of meth, Andrew. Meth and cocaine. Oh, that was fucking good. But, yeah, like I was saying, and people say, the Fauci is like, it wasn't naturally occurring. Yeah, it's made by the lab. Yeah, the Chinese were investing billions and billions of dollars in bioweapons and germ warfare.
Yeah, that's pretty much our lockdown series began when everything like within a matter of 48 hours everything just shut down.
Well, because for people that don't know, why is China investing millions and millions of dollars in germs and bacteria warfare? Because their military is fucking garbage. The only thing they have is people. They're like cockroaches. They have a lot of cockroaches, but they don't do nothing. Their military is borderline incompetent. It's literally a third world nation using sticks and machetes. That's the only thing that's terrifying about them. There's just a lot of them. So they figure out, oh shit, we can't fight nobody conventionally, so let's invest bombs that disperse viruses, bacterias, weaponized plagues. And so that's where we got the Wuhan bug. Yes, the Chinese so incompetent that they made a super bug that affects them as well. Yes, Andrew.
Well, remember what Marco was saying, that apparently, I believe him on this too, that apparently they did create it, and it was pretty much one of those, an outbreak, or one of those, somebody had it in a case, and they dropped it, and they're like, oops, it opened up, everybody run.
Exactly, Andrew. Are you telling me that these guys who invest billions of dollars to make bioweapons made a bioweapon that affects them as well? How fucking retarded is that, Andrew?
This is
fucking Resident Evil level of incompetent.
Well, not wrong.
It's like you create a fucking a planet killer virus, but it affects you as well. Stupid.
Well, then how else would you explain the breakout over there first and then came over here, besides my...
Exactly, because they're just stupid. They're retarded. You know, the meme Asian people are smart? Well, apparently it's not. It was a fucking meme that got way overboard. Because they can't fucking put a little cap that said do not open just in case. And you're noticing that since the son of, Ron Paul, Randall, has been questioning a Fauci. He's getting death threats.
So, like I said, I call him flip-flop Fauci because, like I said, I watched Hannity and he was like, you know what, I don't know what the hell Fauci's even saying after. He's saying, oh yeah, apparently this fool wants people to get two more shots. Like, he wants us to get a booster. And I'm like, bro, I already got the two. If you're telling me I have to get another three or four of them, you're out of your fucking mind. You know what it is? I actually do believe that they made too much and now they don't know how to do it. So all of a sudden, oh yeah, you need to get a third one now.
It's a fucking ego boost. This guy got fucking famous. All these fucking cocksuckers, sucking his dick. Like, oh my god, he's the patriot saint. He's saving us. You can't question him because he's the prophet. He's Muhammad. Whoever dare question him deserves death. And now it's like, oh, they say, oh, maybe the virus is not organic. They're like, oh, Fauci's saying the virus is not organic. Why didn't the former president say nothing?
Because Trump wanted, apparently to the Democrats, Trump told them everybody to shut up and mind their P's. Apparently to the Democrats.
Oh my gosh. And this is what the fucking country deserves. This country deserves to fucking crash and burn. Because we're surrounded with fucking retards. People are allowing fucking a black insurrection to burn down your businesses, kill everything, and some U.S. embassy in godforsaken nowhere puts a fucking, their little banner flying next to the American flag. Like these guys did something grand. They fucking hero worship a fucking druggie. And then this fucking country deserves to fucking burn. Ugh. And speaking about retards, John Cena.
Oh, I knew you were gonna bring that up.
The biggest Chinese cocksucker in here.
And you know we do love him as a wrestler, but he made one tiny, tiny error and everybody, I bet you damn well, even The Rock probably told him you fucked up. While promoting Fast and Furious 9, which John Cena is in, apparently he made a tiny boo-boo.
In the eyes of the Chinese fucking cocksuckers.
In China, he actually did that. Yeah, he actually did do that. He considered Taiwan a country. To the Chinese, apparently they don't consider it a country.
It's considered a territory.
Explain more about this situation, because I only know the Cliff Notes.
Well, yeah, that was about way back, right between the beginning of World War II and near the end of the Second World War. China was a fucking mess, even worse than now. You have warlords fighting pieces and pieces of China. World War II broke out. The Japanese fucking viciously and savagely raped and murdered a lot of Chinese people. Quick history note. And the Chinese were getting viciously beaten, like really bad. It was, victories here and there. But right between 1945, that's when Russia aided the Chinese, helping, Mao, who was leading, communist China, support while the United States was backing the nationalist general. After those guys ousted Japan out of China, those guys fought another civil war. But who will win and become the leader for China? Well, since Mao was getting backed by the Russians, they won, forcing, the nationalists to escape all the way to Taiwan. And as a Taiwan, the actual government of China is in Taiwan, not in China. In Taiwan, they view China as the insurrectionists, rebel groups, as it were. Well, in China, being communist, they view Taiwan as the rebels. Because how dare you questioning Mao, as it were. They believe in a one China rule. Anything near China is China. While people in Taiwan, they view Taiwan as the continuation of a free, democratic China. And, the British technically owned that little island.
Yep.
It was like a territory. Right in the 1990s, England gave the land back to the Chinese. Yeah, you could blame the British for fucking this mess up even worse. And then you ask, why isn't the British involved? Because technically Taiwan is a territory. Because England's incompetent. That's what it is. And also they no longer have they're not a massive military power. It's not like the U.S. You can just flex, the U.S. can flex on everybody. While England is a bunch of soy boys. Yeah, it's just like, when you compare to, Scott Steiner, that's the United States. When you look at, fucking Matthew from WrestleMania, that's England now.
I know, apparently he got deleted again.
But don't worry, he's for Black Lives Matter and all that gay shit. Cuck. But anyways, and we, right before, the Chinese Wuhan, epidemic, Taiwan was, protesting. They didn't want China to get involved in their shit. Since technically Taiwan's shared and the police in Taiwan is very pro-China. That's where you see like stories if you read about the Taiwan protests. There's protesters getting abducted and be taken to mainland China to be disappeared. Emphasize on being disappeared. Like to the point like some protesters get fucking killed in the protests. All these little soul boys here and say, oh, the police are being fishies. Look at what the shit is happening in Taiwan. You'd be like, fuck. These guys are fucking, duking it out. But the thing is, the Taiwanese are not fighting back. That's the fuck that makes it worse. But anyways. And, a lot of conspiracy theorists believe that, the reason why, China let the virus out was used to, as is a theory, to be used against the Taiwanese.
So biological warfare.
Yes. But like I said, China's borderline retarded. So they end up getting themselves sick and killing out a good portion of their population. And like I said, China doesn't care if they lose, like say, a million people. It's like literally throwing a penny into the Grand Canyon. Nobody cares. And if you ask, did the virus hit Taiwan? No. There are some cases here and there, but no, there was not like a big old fucking disaster. Ironic, isn't it? So now to the main event of John Cena fucking it up because during a interview, he said like, Asian countries will be the first countries to watch the movie, and he said he talked about Taiwan and Taiwan will be the first country to watch the film.
Oh no!
And in China, I said, no, no. In China, they have their own version of a Twitter called Weibo. And here's the thing, I'm breaking kayfabe. Weibo is pretty much, it's controlled by the fucking government, by the Chinese government. Full stop. There's no organic members. There's some people that use it, but most of it is just bots and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party. And those guys got fucking salty. And they were posting, like, call up there, you know, John Cena acknowledges, you know, Taiwan is a country, blah, 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 blah. So the next day, the bitch, known as John Cena, got his hands and knees and apologized to the, not to the Chinese people, because the Chinese people don't give a shit. Literally, the Chinese people don't literally give a shit. He apologized to the party members and the party, saying, like, oh, I deeply apologize to acknowledging Taiwan as a country. And he said it in Mandarin. And he said it in Weibo. He fucking embarrassed himself. He ruined his image in professional wrestling. Me personally, believe. You know, his whole image of, you know, USA number one, you know, hoorah marine thing. He single-handedly shot it down. Cause he'd rather get that little Chinese bucks. And be a fucking puppet for the Chinese menace. And we didn't know, Andrew, Vince McMahon's using John Cena to get involved in the Asian market, right?
Yeah.
We all could agree that, right? And when that broke out, you know, people, you know, rightly condemned John Cena, like, you know, dude, you know, your whole image being, you know, hustle, loyalty, and respect, and you only care about, you know, the Chinese dollar. Yeah. You're not the Hulk, sir, those old bleeds red, white, and blue. You bleed of soy sauce. And people, you know, clown on John Cena. And rightly so. Even the guy I despised the most, fucking CM Punk.
Oh, CM Punk called him out on it.
Yeah, he changed his bio and said, Taiwan is a country. The one thing I respect about CM Punk, I fucking despise the bastard.
I know you do.
And that's one thing I will stand with him and say, I will fight for Taiwan's right and freedom to be respected as a country. But fuck you, CM Punk. Don't even come near me. Because when the bullets are coming, I don't know, I might point my gun and, you know, accidents happen, you know, CM Punk? You know? Accidents happen, Punk. I find it strange that a fucking, you know, has-been that CM Punk is willing to say, hey.
You know you fucked up, right?
Yes. Yeah,
and you know damn well The Rock is probably giving him shit about it too. Cause I think they have the same agent.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, you fuck. Why did the agent tell you that? He said, no, I'm telling you that you fucked up.
And to the point that fucking WWE actually went to do a current damage control. You know who they use for damage control?
Who?
JBL.
Oh no. Michaels.
Yeah, he said like, I stand with John Cena. He did a mistake, but he did charity work. And, does charity work are protective of throwing, not knowing, not giving a shit what's happening in Taiwan? Exactly. So any idea that John Cena might come back for wrestling, he just fucking sank that shit. And I want people to remind them that he's a fucking Chinese puppet. Even if he ever comes back.
Well, I was gonna say, you know when life crowds in him, you know they're gonna be saying that.
I'll always say he's a Chinese cocksucker. I don't care if fucking Vince McMahon fucking hears me from a gorilla position. I don't care like, oh, you know, some of those fucking cocksuckers from even the locker rooms, like, oh, you're being racist to Asian people. No, I'm calling out a fucking talent that willing to sell his loyalty to the country that he's born for cheap Chinese dollars. I hope your integrity is worth it, John Cena, you fucking cocksucker.
Ay, Lord. And you wanna know what's weird too? That when he said that thing, that WWE was posting like, oh yeah, you know, oh, do you see John Cena coming back? And which brand? And, you know, who do you see him facing? I was like, bro, all the people he wanted, they fired. He wanted to face Velveteen Dream, face Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is gone. I think literally the only match he can probably still have is him versus Ricochet. That'll probably be the only thing that will happen.
And I think the time wrestling is done. He fucking sank that ship. You know, people will tell him that he's a fucking Chinese cocksucker. And I'll be screaming soy sauce at him. Anytime he's there on live show, I will make sure I have the flag of Taiwan right on top. I'll be right there in on hard camera showing the flag of Taiwan and say, this is the fucking country.
No, you know what you do? You get a template of him doing his pose. Instead of the t-shirt, you just put the Taiwanese flag. Does that?
Exactly. Probably fucking do like what they did with May when the protests happened during the whole Overwatch fiasco.
Do that. Just literally Photoshop the Taiwanese flag on, like, he's wearing it as a t-shirt. That would be the ultimate troll. That would be, like, the ultimate shit. And, dude, I bet you guarantee, if you were to have that sign on hard camera, guarantee within probably an hour, they'd probably get that sign and rip it up to shreds.
And I'll make sure it's a fucking flag.
Oh, shit.
I will spend the money to get a fucking Taiwanese flag and scream in the top of my voice, this is a fucking country, John. And scream it to Vince, this is a fucking country as well. Vince, fucking cocksucker. In later funny news, Andrew,
yeah.
Alexa Bliss got ass blasted yesterday. Well, because her pet pig died. Normally, you know, like pet pigs can live up to 7 or 10 years, right?
Yeah, I noticed that on her post. She was trying to look for an emergency doctor, but it was already too late.
Because the bitch was feeding her fucking junk food. Yes. Ironic, you know, pigs don't eat anything, but pigs do have a diet. Yes, they have an actual diet. And they have to stick to it. If not, because it does cause problems like humans. Like, they have, you know, health problems down the line. And see what happened. And the funny thing is she took the pig to a regular veterinarian, a cat and dog veterinarian. And I'm also asking, are only veterinarians, you know, expert dogs, you know, animals?
Well, now veterinarians have to learn all animals, not just cats and dogs.
No, because in the city, they're only, it's like, you go to your regular doctor and you have a fucking bullet wound. And you're surprised that your doctor doesn't treat you because you have a bullet wound. Yeah, I go to a specialist. Someone with specialty.
Specialist.
And you know what's the funny thing? She lived next to a specialist. It was only a 2 hour drive. And she didn't want to do the 2 hour drive because the pig was too heavy. And people were like, oh, give me your information. I bring my truck in and, you know, we take your pig. And guess what she did?
She didn't do it.
Exactly. And the thing is that the pig, you know, that's when you get an exotic veterinarian. A veterinarian that deals with, you know, fucking farm life or wildlife. And even people were smoking her like, hey, you have an exotic pet and you don't have a fucking, the phone number of an exotic veterinarian on speed dial? Yes. And I find it hilarious that, you know, she was like, oh, you know, Larry's life matter, blah, blah, blah. It didn't matter to you enough. Ugh. So, Andrew.
God damn it, I missed the fucking hole. This is literally, for the past 2 days on GTA, when I'm playing golf, it's literally been my worst games. What the
fuck? Well, you think you missed the hole? Fucking Cody Rhodes missed the hole.
Oh, Lord. What do you do now?
No, because, you know, Cody Rhodes' speech, his American Dream promo, it was workshop, and he had a focus group tested.
No, and how everybody on Twitter was giving him so much shit. So much shit to the point where, like, literally, like, it's like, one girl, I think even posted, like, oh, yeah, that promo brought me to tears. He's like, oh, thank you. He said, bro, that shit was funny as hell. What the hell were you thinking? And then he didn't know what to respond. I was like, oh, that's, like, pure savagery. Oh, my, that promo brought me to tears. Oh, thank you. I did my job. No, in laughter. Well, what the hell?
Hey, Cody. Cody Rhodes invented biracial children. How dare you make fun of him, fucking Cody? And also, this fucking promo wasn't organic. He had to have a he had a focus group and workshop the fucking promo.
Fine workshop.
He had a group of writers to help him write the fucking promo.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yes.
Who was it, Kenny Omega? Because that to me, from what I've been reading on Twitter, apparently that promo was poo poo.
Not just that, he asked people who were experts of the black community. The Asian community should workshop in the promo. Workshop people with, you know, X and Y and Z's. Yeah, since we're talking about it, yeah, let's hit the bell, Andrew. Let's fry this fucking bleach hair son of a bitch.
But before that, I found the article by Miss Carnahan, May 12th, 2021. This is literally the summary. President Joe Biden ignored a question from a reporter about rising prices in the United States and simply turned around and walked away. The 46th president spoke at a press conference on Wednesday and was asked about a reporter out loud, "Should Americans be worried about another inflation, sir? Biden literally turned around and literally walked out of the door, back his mask. So yes, if you notice at your Walmart, your Walmart or your Target, or even hell, your Superior or Fufuless, and you notice that a box of cereal or literally
Cheez-Its,
it's literally gone up $2 or $3. There's your reason why.
But he's not making mean tweets.
No, it's because of what's going on in Wall Street. Am I correct?
Oh yeah. But he's not making mean tweets. Am I right, gamers?
Yeah, and that's the thing that I try to tell my lady friend. That's what I try telling her. I told her it's all connected. This inflation is connected to Wall Street. She's like, "Now you're dumbass. You're full of shit." I was like, "I am not." When literally I had people who were investing, who I know people who invest in the stock market, and they're literally saying it is literally Biden's fault and his fucking dream team that's the reason why. Because the government invested in the wrong shit.
Here's the thing, because people are animals. When I mean animals, they don't want to be proven wrong. And some people with the older generation, they don't want to be proven wrong or to be looked dumb, you know. These guys already set their ways. They're going to vote what they're going to vote. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. Doesn't matter if you bring, like, you know, like facts. Doesn't matter if you source your sources. Doesn't matter if you have somebody who has experience in that field, in subject matter. Even if you bring someone who, you know, who first-hand accounts experience about that stuff, they will not believe you, no matter what, Andrew. Like, you know, you tell them, like, "Oh, the reason why oil is like this, yeah." I tried to explain it to her
about gas, and she literally made me feel like a dumbass, even though I was in the right.
Because she doesn't want to feel stupid.
Yeah, I know. She has a college education. But apparently to her, I'm the dumbass because, oh, you only went to high school. Yeah, how is it a high school dropout knows more than you?
It's not. You're just being extremely critical. Not a bad thing, but you're being critical. You're getting more information than just, oh, the establishment. Oh, here, here's this stuff.
That's why I actually had the right information, and she was like, "Well, you know, why are you blaming everything on Biden?" I'm like, "Because him and his dream team invested in the wrong shit. That's
not just wrong shit. Just shut down everything."
Yes, and that's why I tried to explain it to her. She's like, "No, you're wrong." Pretty much, she was calling me a dumbass without calling me a dumbass. You feel me? Yeah, I was thinking ahead. I even told her too. I was like, "You know what? You know when everything goes up and you notice that, oh my god, why is everything going up?" I told her, "Don't come crying to me." Because you know I was in the right the entire fucking time. I even told her to Reddit and 4chan are literally saying this, that inflation's coming up. They're warning everybody that the inflation's coming up. And when you have literally Joe Biden turn around and walk away, aka he just confirmed it right then and there. And, you know, because you know the follow-up question, are you going to do anything about it? I'm going to let it happen.
People don't want to be proven wrong.
That's what literally the grind my gears. That was literally me. I was like, this inflation is, I even told her inflation's coming up. That's because of the X, Y, and Z reason. I was like, yeah, but the A, B, and C reason is literally right in front of your face. Cause I'm telling you, I'm giving you A, B, and C and you're giving me X, Y, Z.
Exactly.
And like I said, you know, when I talk to other people who, you know, who went to college and all that, like I said, when I tried telling them, they're like, "Well, dude, you never went to college." And I was like, but when you have Reddit and 8chan literally warning you that this shit's gonna happen, literally shit is hitting the fan, what are you gonna do when I'm right? "Oh, Drew, you were right." No, you're still gonna make me be like, "Well, Drew, this is reason." And I was like, no, the reasons aren't right in front of your face.
No, they're gonna bitch on Twitter, go to the Reddit, it's like, "Oh,
You guys are wrong. You guys are stupid. You're fake news."
"No, can I believe Joe Biden did this to us?
And we voted for the guy. We want to change." You know what? I even saw a quick poll on opinion blog, And yeah. I said, don't be surprised if everybody turns Republican next election. I was like, yeah, we probably are. Everything's probably going to be Republican. I mean, because think about it. In California, we have a Democrat governor who's getting recalled, thank God. But, of course, oh, well, it's Trump's fault. The dude's not even in office. Like I said, Caitlyn Jenner's already sunk in the sand when she got Arnold as a sponsor.
And he's not bringing anything special into the table. His policy is very, generic Republican, it's pre-Trump, Republican, generic garbage, you know.
Buckaroos.
I would say he's the worst, Republican running. I'd rather vote for someone else than Mr. Jenner.
Well, like I said, hopefully we get another Republican, You know what we need? We do need, a Dusty Rhodes kind of guy. A Republican, but he's a blue-collar dude. That's what we need. That's who I believe that we need, that California needs. I don't know about y'all.
All right, here's the thing, Andrew. Most of those guys, most of the actual, conservative Californians, they fucking booked it. They left.
Yeah, I know.
Good for them, I'm still stuck in this fucking sinking ship. Not because I want to, If I could, I fucking could. I would fucking leave this fucking thing in a heartbeat. But anyways, hit that bell, Andrew.
Alright, here we go.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a cancer? Are you ready?
SmackDown.
Pretty much a rehash. Roman Reigns saying acknowledge me. Yes, he said that, Cesaro was nothing, I am the tribal chief, you're a tribal chief, acknowledge me, because I am the best. And also in breaking news, they said it the first time ever, WWE's gonna have live shows.
Keep going.
In Texas. Yes. Most people are asking, what do you mean Texas? Because Texas is the only fucking state that's open. I know most people are like, pretty much all the shows are gonna be on Texas. From house shows, televised shows, both from Raw and SmackDown will be on Texas. And also, I think Money in the Bank's gonna be in Texas. I don't know about Hell in a Cell, but, it's up in the air. While that was happening, it was discovered that Velveteen Dream got cut by the company. And a lot of people don't know what caused WWE to decide to just, cut Velveteen off. People expected it was, Velveteen, the alleged, things. Not really. It was pretty much what people, gather is not because of Velveteen, alleged, misgiving. If it was true, I would say, hang the motherfucker. But in what people are saying from Fightful.com and other, wrestling, news sites say, the reason why Velveteen got let go because of behavior problems. Yes, because apparently Velveteen Dream have behavioral problems. I don't know, most people are having a goof in a lab. Velveteen problems? Fish posh. Yeah, after, the Velveteen news came out, Roman Reigns, celebrating, him, beating everybody. There's no, challenger for him. There's no threat to his legacy. His dynasty, but except turn a civil war between the dynasty, Jimmy Uso. Yes, Jimmy Uso, stirring the pot, saying that, I want some title gold. Would it be cool if we, got some gold in our waist as well? But Roman Reigns is like, no, I should be the one with gold, not you. Because apparently Roman Reigns doesn't want to say he's a jobber, but it's very obvious he wants to say jobbers, but man. And also Jimmy saying his brother Jay is a bitch. He's a punk ass bitch. He's a whipping boy for Roman Reigns. And he's saying all that stuff that you did for Roman, what did Roman give you in return?
Absolutely nothing.
After that, our first wrestling match was between Nakamura and Baron Corbin. Nakamura had a guitarist who was jamming with his entrance. I guess Nakamura's he abducted Corbin's crown. So Corbin's like, you know what? You're not the king of the ring. You don't have $1,000 Rolex, wearing the finest suits, driving the nicest cars. Can't be king. And Nakamura won. Not doing a Shinkasuka, but a simple roll up. It was a simple roll up leading to a distraction by the guitarist.
Who is an NXT wrestler?
Apparently he's pretty good at guitar. And this caused, sugar shaggers. After that, we had a women's tag team match. It was the Big Oof, Shayna Baszler, and Belay versus Tamina, Natalya, and Bianca Belair. The good guys lost, the bad guys won. Leading to Raw's main event, a tag team match.
What, everybody on Raw?
No, that was pretty much leading up. After that, Jimmy went to the office saying, hey, we want a title opportunity because the Usos, were the king of tag team division in SmackDown. So since my brother's being a bitch, so I'm setting up the match. The winner beats, the Street Profits, gets a title opportunity against the Mysterios.
And apparently this is a dream match for everybody in the universe.
And this caused Roman Reigns to be a bitch. It's like, no, I should be the champion. And he called his slave boy, said, hey, you better do something about it because there all could be one champion in this family. And it's me.
But why? You can have the Roman Empire.
No, I should be the only one with the title belt, says Roman. Because he's insecure. Oh, I forgot. While he was mouthing off that, there's no competitors against him. Cesaro came in with his embrace. Saying that he wants another title opportunity in Hell in the Cell. Before Roman, said anything, Cesaro was attacked again by the Drip King, Seth freaking Rollins, who discovered he has money. And he went insane. He viciously attacked Cesaro!
That's what a lot of people are saying that his character is now.
And he blames Cesaro for his behavior. He's like, you made me do this! You're making me ingest cocaine! Because I married a Scottish hobbit. An Irish hobbit. You made me do this. Yeah, this Friday is going to be the Usos versus the Street Profits, and the winner will fight the Mysterios. And also we had the main event, a fatal four-way for the Intercontinental belt between the Prince of Nigeria versus Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens versus Big E. It was, typical, fatal four-way match. A lot of back four, everyone doing their specials, everyone doing their super moves, ultra combos. And it looks like, Big E was about to get the win, but out of nowhere, the return of our boy, Aleister Black, came back.
Still selling the storyline with the one eyeball, different color.
And he somehow helped the Prince of Nigeria.
So that means Aleister Black is now a heel.
I don't know why he helped him. So he did a spinning, black mask, and Apollo wins 1, 2, 3 to retain the belt. And also, he has that mysterious eyeball. Anything about New Japan?
You mean the Road to Grand Slam? Apparently,
it's in turmoil because,
Yeah, pretty much. It's in turmoil because, like I said, Will Ospreay dropped the belt. And what, apparently, from Tamatanga, from what he said, apparently he's thinking about apparently the reason why he dropped the belt, one, because of injury, and then two, because he's thinking about leaving New Japan. And everybody's like, ooh, you already know where he's gonna go. He's gonna AEW. Like a bitch.
Hey, easy money.
Apparently so.
And also, like, all these fucking marks, it's our time and shit.
Let me see, okay, here we go. This is his honest opinion about the Road to Grand Slam cards. Honestly, this is his opinion, not mine. But the way, this is the way I'm seeing it. Honestly, looking at the cards for these Road to shows, it's just plain sad. It's so painfully obvious that Gato only has one very, only has a very small handful of talent to work with due to the current state of things over there in New Japan, aka more COVID outbreaks, and like I was saying earlier, apparently the locker room's getting frustrated because one, you know, they want to go home, and two, because mentally, you know, because some of these wrestlers' mental state are going ballistic because they're pretty much, they can't go home, but they can't leave Japan either. So literally, these guys are literally like eating and working out, and that's all they can do. Like, you know, pretty much like in prison. Like, they're in a metaphorical prison. Like, okay, what can I do? Work out and eat. That's it. But that's my opinion. But here, continuing with the post. Anyway, I was like, Gato only has very small handful of time to work with due to the current state of things in Japan. It's to show that the point of the wear with the cards of each show, he randomly shuffled the talents around in meaningless tag team matches that have no... that doesn't even build up to any of the big feuds happening over there right now. Except for Ibushi versus Jeff Cobb. It's so heartbreaking. What if New Japan had the choice? Then I know they would give us the greatest cards in the world that they used to give us back in the day. But now because of the pandemic, they hardly have any talent that's actually all available, aka the full roster.
So you say New Japan's getting WWE?
No, like literally, like since a lot of main eventers and all that, like they don't have any big feuds right now, so they're literally like they're pretty much the road to the Grand Slam, aka the, you know, they have a base pretty much for like they're pretty much having a pay per view on a baseball field. They're wrestling in a baseball field.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know, right? But the thing is, they only have one big feud heading over there.
Wow.
Only one big feud. All the other ones are literally, or either throwaways, or two, they're just random matches.
Wow, it sounds like 50-50 booking is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Ooh, who would have thought about that?
Yeah, like literally the main event for night one is literally a 8-man tag. Yoshihashi, Ishii, Goto, and Tanahashi versus Bushi, Shingo Taki, Sanada, and Tetsuya Naito.
Wow, it sounds like they should have made new stars, not relying on old stars.
A lot of these talent are either getting COVID or they're mentally distressed to the point where they can't even work.
To quote Vince McMahon, we not be sad? True. I love Vince. So cool. But anyways, it sounds like New Japan should invest on the future, not having relying on established talent. You should always have backup plans with backup plans.
And then too, you want to know what's fucked up?
What?
They do have backup plans, but they're in the LA dojo.
Wow, it sounds like it was a terrible idea.
Oh, no, but that's the thing. In the LA dojo, that's where they're building up the rest of the stars.
It was a terrible idea.
No, and then also, on top of it, guess what? It's a forbidden door, and now they're going to AEW and all over the place.
Wow, it's like it was a terrible, terrible idea.
Tony Khan's a forbidden door, so. And just like, Thunder Rosa, like, I'm still hearing that she might be just exclusive only for National Wrestling Alliance, aka Billy Corgan. That she only be for there. Because her contract's coming up soon. And she can actually be like the Big Show and have an ironclad contract where she's like, you know what? I'm only going to be in NWA and NWA only. If y'all want me in AEW, y'all going to have to pay me.
Fuck you, pay me. Because my feud with Sarah Deeb
just open shut case on AEW. But yeah, so that's what's going on in Japan. Like, the Road to Grand Slam is just literally Tag matches. Literally the same talent. Literally the same, like, 15 guys.
The same faces.
Yes.
But nothing good. Nothing special.
We said the only big feud is literally...
Do you want to look at wrestling? Look at women Japanese wrestling.
I would say look at Stardom and see what they got. And also, I would say watch the latest episode of MLW. It was the season finale. That's what I watched. I watched the episode before that, and it was still pretty good.
Well, the reason why, because at least Stardom, there's some fucking creativity there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Literally, okay, and then night two is literally the same thing. It's literally the same.
Same card. So, pretty much Japan's big show is pretty much Monday Night Raw. Rehashes of matches and...
Yeah, like, literally, they're just getting, like, the same 15 guys and literally, well, except for... Well, like I said, except for night three, except for Tuesday, they actually have more Bullet Club guys, which is good, but still, like, Master Wato, Tenzan, Yoshihashi, Ishii, Goto, Tanahashi, and Ibushi, Great Khan, Jeff Cobb, Naito, Bushi. Like, the only difference is Tanahashi Ishimori and Guerrillas of Destiny. And Tomaki Hana, but they don't literally show up till, like, the Wednesday show, where more talent comes in. So, literally, Monday, Tuesday's cards are literally almost the same.
Wow.
And that's kind of sad, too, because I'm like, fuck, where's Jay White? Where's Okada?
Okada's busy with the Olympics.
Oh, but still, where are those guys?
Like I said, he has Olympic duties. I don't know if he's gonna... I think he's one of those ambassadors for Japan for when the Olympics actually kick off, so he's doing that. Since the mediocre of Japan, let's go back to the garbage Japan. That is Monday Night Raw.
I didn't watch Raw. I heard it was garbage.
Well, it gets worse.
Worse?
We get a rematch. Because, you know, Bobby Lashley was bitching about, Kofi won because he got beat by Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre said, no matter what, I'm going to get my title opportunity, blah, 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 because I never had my singles fight over you. And Kofi is like, I want to challenge, Bobby Lashley because Kofi Mania. So the first match was the main event, Kofi versus Drew McIntyre. The winner will face Bobby Lashley in Hell in a Cell. It was pretty good until Bobby Lashley and MVP decided to interfere. Yes, Andrew, you're hearing that right. We had a fucking interference match in your main event. Oh, I know you say, it wouldn't possibly get worse.
It probably did get worse, right?
Rhea Ripley fought Nikki Cross.
And Nikki Cross won.
By technicality, because Charlotte Flair was acting like a bitch. And Ripley was like, this is why nobody likes you, because blah, blah, blah. And he said, I could beat Nikki Cross in 2 minutes. And Ripley said, I'll do that. And Ripley lost by technicality. And Nikki Cross won the first major win by technicality. After that, Charlotte Flair fought Asuka. Again, another rehash. And somehow Charlotte won, and she's going to face Ripley for the title belt?
I thought
Asuka was going to do it.
Nope.
What? Fuck me.
Rip on you again, brother.
After that, the one silver lightning was Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin's match. Cedric Alexander should have someone talk for him, because he's terrible at the promos. But overall, it was a pretty good tactical match. Cedric Alexander, being the heel, did the poke in the eye and roll up. This match is going to be a pre-show match for Hell in a Cell. Tricky, tricky, sis. After that, We got another promo by Eva Marie, Andrew. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for Eva Marie to come back with pink hair, not red hair? And also we had a backstage promo between the Big Roof and Chelsea Blazer talking with the chauffeur. But do you know, you didn't watch it, but I noticed, Lilith was somewhere. So Lilith was in the Raptors, looking down, I guess, Big Oof.
Liv Morgan?
No, the Big Oof, Nikki James. Nia Jax. After that, we had a banger match between, Riddle and Cope and Xavier Woods, Andrew. It was literally a good match. It showed that Xavier Woods had, technical wrestling skills.
Oh yeah, like he said on Twitter, oh yeah? Y'all want consequences? Y'all got it. So AKA, he brought back, so literally he unleashed Consequences Creed from TNA in that match.
Yeah, it was probably the best match. Since we always see Xavier Woods, as a tag team specialist, but he showed he's more than just a one trick pony.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that he had a run in TNA, but they paired him with R-Truth right away. But then when he finally got his main event, his solo push, he already dipped. Like, he already went to NXT already.
Yeah, they both gel perfectly. Riddle and Xavier. They gel well. They work well. And the finishing touch was, Riddle doing the RKO on Xavier Woods. Because the whole match was a match for Randy. Yeah, Randy was not there, apparently.
But where did he go?
He's at home having barbecue waiting for Alexa Bliss pig to come to his house. I would say, hey, Randy, that pig's too fat, and that's not good meat. That's not fatty fat. That'll trim that shit. And Randy Orton, Riddle's RKO. He's like, oh, good. It's a good, it's a solid 10 out of 10. But stop copying my shit. After that, we had a tag team match, Andrew. Not a tag team match, we had a singles match between AJ Styles and the roadie for Elias. And guess who won, Andrew? The roadie beat AJ Styles. Yes, Andrew, the roadie won. And almost being angry, he pushed Elias into the board, because, you know, AJ lost. And he broke the little light board. That was fun. And also, before we go to our main event, we're going to have another rematch. Next Monday night, Drew McIntyre versus Kofi Kingston. Winner will face Bobby Lashley. If Bobby Lashley or MVP interfere, both guys will be suspended and with no payment. So the interference is going to be suspended for all the way until Hell in the Cell with no pay. And guess what's our main event, Andrew? A women's tag team match for the tag team belts. And guess who won? Tamina and Naomi and Natalya. It wasn't really a good match. You know how Natalya won? A simple roll up. Our main event was over with a roll up. Wah, wah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Monday Night Raw was, the only saving grace was fucking, Xavier and Riddle's match. That's the only, if you're gonna watch Raw, just watch that match and that's it. Leave everything else. Everything else was gamble. Well, that was over. Hey, fucking, we have breaking news. What's the breaking news?
What breaking news is that?
Arvin Vick got let go by WWE. Nobody knows what happened. Because apparently there's a lot of rumors that a ton of people are about to get dropped from WWE. Right now it's only backstage roles. And Art, he was there for a cup of coffee. And he got let go. And apparently they left in good terms. In other more sad news, nobody knows what the fuck's happening with Keith Lee.
To the point where he literally had to be like, shit, now I literally have to cut a promo on Twitter, me and Mia Yim. He literally had to wake the man up from his slumber.
And the thing is, I think Keith Lee has major health problems because he's a big guy. And I think that he doesn't want to, oh shit, he's going to have a heart attack in the ring. I don't even know if they're forcing him in a diet for him to, be more healthy. But I don't know. I hope, everything gets better. I think, works out with Keith Lee because, he's very young to be dropped and very, extremely talented to be left out. Such a shame. And other lighter news, the main show, the A show, Andrew.
NXT.
Where we had a co-opening. Well, pretty much you run down the matches. Our main event was Corbin and Cross. Part 2 was our main event. Bobby Fish, the best member of Undisputed Era versus Pete Dunne in a rubber match. The first match between, the actress formerly known as, Valkyrie, will have our in-ring debut. Teddy DiBiase and Cameron Grimes will have the $1 million face-off. And starting out the show, there was a match between, current champion, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai, versus the former tag team champions, Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. And apparently the winner will face the current tag team champions and in your house. So, guess who won, Andrew? Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart! Whoop, whoop.
And
Ember Moon introduced a new finisher. She's no longer not doing a total eclipse because of reasons. See, what reasons? Because during the total eclipse, gets her fucking injured. So she introduced a new finishing move.
Which is?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like a modified, backbreaker. But it was over a good match. But, Raquel being the champion and being a sole loser attacked the winners. And she viciously attacked Shotzi Blackheart and force Ember Moon to watch it because Raquel doesn't like to be shown she's weak. After that, we have a promo, Andrew, between Tabasco Salt and Timothy Harris. The Grizzled Veterans won the first bout. Tabasco Salt and Timothy won their second bout. This is a rubber match, and they're gonna have their comeuppance. And they're saying they're gonna fucking murder the Grizzled Veterans. No more games, no more, goofs and gas. It's gonna be a murder in your house because both of them want the tag team belts. The only way to do it is one must stand, one must fall. After that pretty cool promo, we get a match between Pete Dunne and Bobby Fish. And Bobby Fish has a new, in-ring entrance and ring gear. What do you thought about this gear, Andrew? Bobby Fish.
Come back to his original one?
Yeah, the reason why I said, Bobby Fish is the best member of Undisputed Era, because he is one of the most talented in-ring talent in that group. One of the best. No cap. And I think everyone, get into wrestling, and they say, Bobby Fish, he's the second, top guy of the group.
Versus Roderick Strong, who did?
Roderick Strong is a who?
Eric's favorite wrestler.
Yeah, the Jannetty.
He really is the Jannetty.
And both guys were, they brought, Bobby Fish and Pete Dunne brought the Thunder. And it was a regular one-on-one match. And this match feel like a championship belt match. Like, how hard are these guys were literally just beating the living shit at each other. Like, to the point that Pete Dunne got a fucking nasty cut near his eye. Fucking, Pete Dunne returned the favor by fucking cranking the pain in Bobby Fish's, surgically repaired arm. Like, these guys were literally just throwing potatoes because they can. After this awesome match, guess who won, Andrew?
Yeah, I know Pete Dunne won.
Pete Dunne won. And in a very surprising fashion, after that, our boy, our main man, attacked Bobby Fish by wrenching up the arm. And it seemed like both these guys were about to duke it out because Bobby Fish didn't sell the injury. He got up immediately. He was chasing after he was chasing after Odie and Pete Dunne because, god damn it, it hurts. That kind of injury, like, oh, you're gonna fucking get you. Kind of injury. That kind of injury, Andrew.
Yep.
Except we're gonna see Odie Orton and Bobby Fish match down the line. After that, we have a cut promos of the Pit Row. Say that they're coming after title gold. And Swerve is bulking up because he's gonna fight for the North American title belt or even the NXT championship belt.
As well, kill him.
Of course. It's gonna be a hate crime. And he said he'd be watching this match especially. After that, our girl, Mercedes, got marked by the Chinese agent. In Chinese, in Mandarin, says, you're next. They're gonna go after, Mercedes. And the meetup between Ted DiBiase and Cameron Grimes, Andrew. People thought it was gonna introduce the $1 million belt, right? No, it was gonna be a match between, Cameron Grimes and LA Knight. I know LA Knight's good, but meh. I can wait to give us a half-ass, with awesome, vignettes between Cameron Grimes and Ted DiBiase. And he's gonna just toss it to LA Knight for the memes. Just like Andrew said, the current tag team champion for the women's, chase after one to apologize to Dexter Lumens.
But Dexter is heartbroken.
Come on. Everyone knows Dexter's at his mom's house, eating pie.
He's having sad boy hours. Leave my boy alone.
In his race car bed. Was it pumpkin pie or apple pie that his mom made?
Apple pie.
So Dexter's gonna spend like a good hour to draw like four different paintings. Not paintings, but drawings, and went to the copy machine and copied them. And fucking, Beth Phoenix had like almost cried because her fucking fan fiction was not happening. You think Ida's gonna go to Dexter's house and discover Dexter living in his home?
What are you doing in my room?
It's gonna be like a deep blue. After that, the grand, premiere of Frankie Monet, aka La Chica Loca, showing off she knows Spanish. And she beat up some jobber. Still not a fan of the name at all. I think nobody is. Should just stay with Valkyrie. You don't even call your full name. Just call yourself Valkyrie. It makes sense. Get the whole Viking gimmick, Valkyrie gimmick. It'll look good. But no, can't have gimmicks in WWE no more. Everything has to be pseudo real name wrestler. I'm a good wrestler. Only works for some people, not all of them.
AKA Velveteen Dream.
And also, we had a promo between the Ring General telling Walter telling Markel Barrett and Fabian to do whatever it takes to retake the tag team title belts back. Imperium must stay firm, no matter the cost. Imperium must stand. Pretty much sidestepping the whole idea that what happened to our other member? Your other member was unacceptable, so he gets what he deserved.
Yeah, I know.
After that, our big boy, Boston Reed, wearing the suits, holding the title belt with pride, saying that he's ready to challenge anybody for the title belt, to defend the belt anytime, anywhere, Milo. But I don't know where the cartel of Escobar, Santo Escobar, and the rest of the goons say, you know what, Boston Reed, you don't deserve the title belt too. You're not from North America. You're not from the United States. You're not from Mexico. And one of the goons say, hey, Canada comes from North America. No, it's not. Canada's not even real. I'm surprised they did a Canadian joke. That's pretty funny. And say that Santos deserves the belt because he's from Mexico. Therefore, he's fighting for North America. And we thought we were going to get jumped, but no. MSK came to save Boston Reed. And that's what, Brent Escobar is going for the North American title belt. I'm going to see he's broken up. He's no longer be up 205 Live no more. No 205 for him. After that, after leading to the main event, the general manager said Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, and Pete Dunne will face each other next week. And the winner will face Aaron Cross in TakeOver. And also, here at main event.
And boy, was it stiff. It was a stiff match.
I was surprised Karen Cross did not murder Finn Balor.
You know he wanted to.
I was expecting Finn Balor to go to the hospital. Because, Finn Balor, he's a glass cannon. But Karen Cross, Finn Balor's his time. He was sleepy times. I was expecting Finn Balor to go purple, but I didn't got my wish. God damn it. I wish Karen Cross, tie that cold to the point you see Finn Balor's veins pop out. But I didn't got it. Sad boy, I wish Andrew. That was a good victory. Karen Cross wins, Finn Balor went nappy-nap. But Andrew, where will Finn Balor go? Is Finn Balor going back to the main roster?
Oh lord, I hope not.
To be forgotten in the shuffle. Because there's nothing else for him to do. Except get fucked up again. And since there's no a All Elite Wrestling, because they're going to do a special show on Friday. God damn it! Yes, they're going to do a special show on Friday because All Out, blah blah blah. In other news, WWE announced they're going to have a new announcer, Andrew.
Yeah, yes.
Jimmy Smith will join the Monday Night Raw team.
Ooh.
As the new commentator. The guy who was, he hosted the Daily Show title, Unlocking the Cage, and he's one of the guys who hosted American Ninja Warrior on G4.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Vince McMahon loves throwing those millions of dollars away, alright? And this is the shortest wrestling segment, because no OE wrestling, no video of the wrestling, yay! Except for all, fuck!
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, New Japan card looks weird, heading towards the road of the Grand Slam. Okay, so what do we do now?
We watch a movie! Another movie!